Welcome back to Better Love. I'm your host, Dr. Greg. This week, we're going to talk about a trend that Bumble, a leading dating app, is suggesting we're going to see in 2024, specifically the idea that daters want to date people who not only share their values, but are actually acting on those values. Before we get there, I want to share we've got some amazing guests coming up on the show in the weeks to come. Firstly, Lisa Boquin, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist out of Houston, Texas. She's coming on the show to talk to us about the experience of those in the Black and Latinx community going through couples therapy, important cultural conversation to be had there. We also have Dr. Greif, who is a distinguished professor of social work out of the University of Maryland, who's coming on the show to talk about male friendships and why men not only need friendships, but what are some of the ways in which we can foster those things in more healthy ways. So stay tuned for those great episodes. As of this recording, we're getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. So many of you are going to be sitting across the table from people who you love, family members who you love very deeply, but who share different views than you. So their worldview, their politics, their lifestyle may be different from yours. And yeah, we can still connect in some basic level, enjoy some food, and watch a football game together, probably without much distress. Now, for those of you who are dating or thinking about dating or have friends and family members who are dating, the idea that opposites attract, particularly on this idea of like worldview and values, is just erroneous, okay? I don't want any of you to follow that advice. It's bad advice. We want to be thinking about compatibility. We want to be thinking about match. We want to be thinking about how much is there a convergence around core values and core beliefs about how to live our lives and how the world ought to function. Now that, again, that can be large scale things like immigration policy or the conflicts, you know, the Gaza Strip and Ukraine and international things. It can be domestic politics. It could be a wide range of things. It could also be, you know, lifestyle choices, which I'm going to talk more about on this episode, like diet, nutrition, exercise, and other things. We want to find people who are not only share those values, but are actually acting on it. That's at least what the data is suggesting from Bumble as they predict what we're going to see in 2024. Now, let me give you a very specific example why this is so, so important right now, today, in this current dating and relationship landscape. In long-term relationships, those of you who are thinking about that or in those relationships, 10, 20, 30-year relationships, we understand that there's a significant challenge that many of these monogamous relationships are facing right now, which is the case that there's low sexual intimacy, and in many cases, there's couples who either one or both people are not sexually attracted to each other anymore. Now, I'm writing about this in Psychology Today, but I want to get to the point, which is this. On a first, second, third date, you're going to start to get to know somebody. And one of the things that you're going to want to gather in those dates is what their lifestyle is. Like, what are the things that are actually important to them? We're talking about prospective dates. Let's first talk about you, if you're dating right now. You have to understand what's important to you. You have to have had done that work. Now, that doesn't have to happen in therapy necessarily, but you have to have a sense of, right, what it is that is most important to you. Is, you know, physical activity, you know, rigorous, challenging physical activity important to you, whether that's hiking or competing in some kind of sport or whatever else? Is, you know, particular lifestyle in terms of a diet and nutrition particularly important to you? If you're connected to a particular spiritual, religious, or ethnic group or some kind of community action group or anything else, whatever the case may be, what is it that you are doing in your own life that exemplifies this idea that we're showing up for our values and acting on those things? You know, maybe that is for some of you, and maybe that's, you know, simply going to your town hall meeting or city hall meeting. Maybe that's testifying before a state legislature. Maybe it's picking up trash out of the Marina Del Rey, or wherever it is that you might go to pick up some trash and make sure that oceans are cleaner or whatever the case may be. So there's a million different things that we could be doing with our time and our life, and how we invest our time and life suggests where our values lie. And that's our own individual lives. So before we even think about going on a first date or even matching with somebody in a dating situation, we have to be clear about what's most important to us. And then, are we holding ourselves accountable to showing up for that, or just, you know, kind of talking the talk? And I think what the data from Bumble suggests is that the talk and the talk is not going to be enough. This is going to be less the case if we're meeting somebody more traditionally, like through friends or other things. We're not going to have all this information, which I'm about to talk about, up front. But if you're meeting somebody on a dating app, somebody who's actually taken the effort to fill out the dating app and respond to prompts and provide a good amount of information about their own lifestyle choices, whether that's like alcohol consumption or cannabis consumption or what, exercise, their activity level, whatever the case may be. If those things are actual accurate reports, then we can be right from the very beginning, if we're looking beyond the first photo and just their physical attractiveness, that we're looking at these characteristics and saying, okay, well, actually, these are relatively good matches. And we hope as well that the algorithms of these dating apps are actually using this data as well to suggest our compatibility based on the convergence of our shared values. And so if that is the case, then on a first, second, third date, we can be spending time getting to know the person in some kind of fun way, whether it's going out and playing miniature golf or going skiing. Skiing is maybe too much for a first or second day, but whatever the case may be that we're doing that's fun with the person we're going on a date with, that we're actually starting to listen for stories that evidence that person showing up for the things that they said that were important to them. So as a very specific example, if you are, let's say, a woman out there who's dating and you're looking to match with a guy who you're going to be able to create a more modern, egalitarian, thriving romantic relationship, then one of the things that you might be curious about is like, how does this guy, thrive in terms of taking care of themselves, like taking care of their condo, their apartment, taking care of their own health and well-being? Are they cooking? Like, what do they make themselves? If you'd love to be in a relationship with somebody who you could share making delicious meals with, either together or, separately sometimes, then to look for somebody and to meet somebody and to hear and listen for stories about how that person shows up around cooking nutritious, healthy meals is something to be listening for. Like, that shows where their values are. I was on a walk with a friend last night after yoga, and we were talking about this very thing, about the idea that, does this guy know how to cook? Well, what is he telling you about, what he's cooking at home? Like, right? Like, what is the degree to which he is able to describe, the flavors of a particular dish or the ingredients that go into his favorite meal that he prepares? What are the stories around food and food preparation that he shares from his childhood and earlier on in his life, or even perhaps in a previous relationship? You could get into that stuff in later dates. Whatever the case may be, that you're gathering evidence, right? That this person is actually living their values, right? That this is a person who's gonna, share cooking responsibilities, that they actually might even get joy from sharing love through preparing food. And the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And so we're looking for these things. We're listening for these stories. Okay, let's talk about that sexual attraction thing that I was talking about earlier on this episode, because the one thing that you can do at the beginning of a romantic relationship, talking about dating, that is gonna set you up for success and possibly inoculate you or prevent you from being in a situation where you're with somebody who you're not sexually attracted to anymore 20 years down the road. And this is it, that you match with somebody, it seems simple, match with somebody who is actually living that lifestyle right now, a lifestyle that is of similar activity level and fitness level as you, meaning you're dating somebody, let's say, who is doing the things that you enjoy to do. Now, if anybody's listening to this podcast, they understand I love yoga and I love beach volleyball. So for me, I'd be looking for somebody who does both those things, maybe. Whatever that case may be for you, maybe you like to run marathons, maybe you're big into running or cycling or whatever it is, that you're looking for someone who is equally or similarly passionate about those things, so that at the very least you have a hobby that you can share. But the best case scenario is that you're matching with someone who even 30, 40 years down the road is going to be putting that level of effort consistently into making sure that they're living the healthiest life possible. Many, many couples are finding themselves in, as a specific example, significant weight gain becomes an issue for one of the partners, and that drastically impacts sexual attraction in that scenario. And there's nothing you can do, because number one, it's very, very difficult to talk about someone's weight or, you know, physical attractiveness in any way, shape, or form that doesn't come across as critical or contemptuous. Number two, you have no control over what that person puts in their body, or whether they get up and go for a run and take care of their body. You have no control over that. So it's relatively fruitless to even think you might. And so it's really up to them, just it's up to you to maintain your own health. Match, my friends, match with someone who has an approximate level of fitness as you, that they're consistently showing up to take care of their bodies, and you will be less likely to find yourself in that really horrible situation down the road where you're just not into your partner anymore, they're not into you, okay? Because we understand that weight stigma is a real thing. I've looked at data recently, this is something like about 50% of folks will report that their spouse has shamed them in some way around their weight. You know, we don't want to be doing that. And we don't want to get in a situation where, you know, weight and physical attractiveness becomes an issue. We're all going to change. Last thing I'm going to say here, we're all going to change through a long-term relationship. We're going to have more wrinkles. There's going to be hair loss. There's going to be graying. There's going to be at some point, maybe injuries, whatever. There's going to be things that are going to change, right? We're going to have to accept that that's the case in a long-term relationship. But the things like this, like fitness level, like weight management, like nutrition and the other things, these are the things that we can see very early on in a relationship, pay attention to, listen for stories around, so that we set ourselves up for success. And that is my hope. That is the takeaway from today's episode for you. Do that. Look for your best match. That's all the time we have for today. I hope from our project to you that you have an amazing holiday season, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, all the things that are coming up, New Year's, all the things. Stay tuned for more great episodes out of the project here in the coming weeks. From my heart to yours, love each other fiercely and peace.